Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is about work uniforms. But first, we'll kick off this episode with a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck, at kristensguide.com. Buying in bulk can save you money, but it can also save you during a major emergency. Keeping your home well stocked with supplies, dried foods, and canned goods will keep your household functioning and your family fed when stores are not accessible or available. Kristen's Guide offers printable shopping lists and lists of recommended emergency supplies. So, stop by and check it out. Now, our other quick tip this week is one I actually just picked up yesterday from one of my firearms instructors. And on a side note, he's also a deputy for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Now, his recommendation is not to wear your uniform to and from your place of employment. This is especially true for anyone working in the security field or anything having to do with money. If you've been a listener to the show for any length of time, and we've recently had a huge jump in the listenership, you're going to recall that in order to be unattractive to criminals and predators, it is best not to broadcast information about yourself. You want to say as little about yourself as possible. Now, this means that you should avoid things like names on mailboxes, vanity car license plates, stickers on your car, expressive license plate frames, and so on and so forth. But this also applies to your clothing. If you walk out of your home wearing a big shirt or jacket that screams security, well, you're announcing your occupation and where you're going. The story that my instructor told us yesterday is that a Brink security guard wore his uniform and jacket to and from the office every day. Well, someone in his neighborhood eventually picked up on it and followed him, learned his patterns, and determined that he was a soft target. They ambushed him while he was on duty, and three people were shot during the robbery. Now, we know all of this because the criminals were eventually caught and they told the police what they did and why. What it boils down to is this. The more people know about you, the more vulnerable you are. They say only 6 people separate everyone in the world, and this is commonly called the 6 degrees of separation. That means you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, and in only 6 people, you can connect yourself to anyone in the world. Now, my instructor said that if he was a CEO of a bank, he'd just tell his neighbors that he was a teller. You might have the nicest and most trustworthy neighbors in the world, you know, pure of heart and spirit, but you have no idea if the person they might drop an innocent comment to is of the same moral fiber. Or, you know, if their comment is overheard by a criminal in something like a McDonald's. Once information is out there, you have no control over it. So be friendly and kind with your neighbors, but just don't tell them everything about you or your family. There's no need for it. You aren't being deceptive or lying. You're just keeping some things private, and there's nothing wrong with that. When people ask me what I do, I tell them, in all honesty, I'm a writer, and I just leave it at that. If you must have your uniform on when you arrive at work, then cover up with something before you head out into public, and your driveway or sitting in your car counts as being in public. Oh, and the same thing applies to name badges. Man, I can't tell you how often I see people leave the workplace for lunch or home, and they still have their work IDs hanging from a pocket or a belt. Put that stuff away. You're walking around screaming your name, your workplace, and sometimes even your job title. Wear it in the office, but take it off as soon as you leave the building. Just put it in your pocket. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.